What's up, guys? For anybody that knows that may have been in the gym over the last couple of years, we got Antti Koski. For those that don't know, he's now owner-operator with his partner Jonas in CrossFit 40100 in Finland. How's it going, Antti?
Pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. So let's tell the listeners a little bit about how you got into CrossFit initially.
It all started back in 2011. I was living in Australia. I went to the gym once. My flatmate said that you want to try this new sport and did one training, and then I was like, yeah, this is the thing. Then I was supposed to actually go back to Ireland, back to Australia for the training. But then I told my friend Jonas about CrossFit, and we trained together for 2-3 months, and then Jonas said that, what do you think that if we would go to Ireland, because he had been here before on his honeymoon and he just fell in love with the, you know, with the place. And then we got here, and yeah, that's how it all started.
Wow, nice. So when you came, you joined Ronan straight away, was it?
Yeah, I came here like a few weeks before Jonas, and actually it was almost a month, and my job was to find a flat and, you know, a good gym where we start training. And this was the first gym when I got. On Saturday I did the introduction and met up with the people. And when I left the place, I just called to Jonas and I said, like, we don't need to see any other places. Like, this is the one where we want to train.
Nice. And then Jonas landed and straight into CrossFit.
Yeah, he came here. He started working straight at the... on the same week when he got here, and then we just started training together, and we were here. I was here almost a year, right. And he was maybe 8 months or so.
Right. Yeah.
And
it
was basically just, you know, 6 weeks, 6 days a week. It was just basically training here, and then it was the pubs at Saturday.
Yes.
And then just training. And working.
It's all part and parcel when you move to Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you guys, I can remember specifically, you were pretty dedicated. You were here like clockwork, all the open gyms, you were grinding, very inquisitive, asking all the questions. Hey, Amo, what about this progression? What about this lift? And it seemed like you were interested in learning a bit more than just being an athlete. You were kind of interested in, I suppose, sharing the sport with other people from early on, would you say?
Yeah, I think when it started for me, I was like really competitive and I really wanted to do it and learn more. But within maybe 3, 4, 5 months, when I, you know, got a bit more into the sport, I realized like I really want to coach this and I want to share it to the people. And yeah, that has been my mentality since, you know. I've been still training like actively and competing myself like back home, but you know, I'm still, my main focus is in my customers.
Nice.
Same with the Jonas.
Nice. And what would you say, have you brought any sort of, I don't know, sort of key ingredients from Ronan across to 40100?
Well, it was the atmosphere. Like, that's what we wanted to keep, like, what we have to bring here, from here. It was like, the only thing what we really need is, you know, the same atmosphere what was here. Finnish people are, like, pretty close-minded, you know, compared to Irish ones. So, it was different for us to come here, you know. People were, you know, high-fiving, you know, and hugging and stuff like that. And we were like, what the fuck's going on? You know? And then we kind of, you know, adapted it and, you know, started doing the same thing in our gym. And it came naturally, you know, because we've grown into it. You know, we're just going to take this. It was just, you know, that's how it started.
Excellent.
And I think that's the main thing what we have in our gym. And everybody else says it, like, that's how we are different from the other gyms, because, you know, it's super tight group, even though it's a big one, but it's a tight.
Amazing. Yeah. So real high focus on community.
Yeah.
Excellent, man. Excellent. That works out really well. Because I know, as you were saying, we were discussing the growth of the gym. Yeah. And it sounds like you've been growing quite fast and hard. And I know from here, it can be really hard to maintain that community focus. And it's something that you have to actively work on. So fair play to you for continuing. But I think, I know, I believe that that's the thing that will carry you through. You know, loyal members that will stay with you for the years and stuff, they'll forgive a lot if they know that you're invested in their experience. So But I mean, have you any last things? We've got 30 seconds left. Any last shout outs?
As to finish, I'm pretty shy, so I don't really know what to say. just glad to be back here, you know, hitting a heavy workout with you.
Man. You know. Well, it's been great to have you in. You were inspired here, and you're freshly inspiring me to see the journey that you've brought on from here. So thanks very much for popping in,
man.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.